Constable Nicholas Angel, born and schooled in London. Graduated Canterbury University in 1993 with a double first in politics and sociology. Attended Hendon College of Police Training. Displayed great aptitude in field exercises. Notably urban pacification and riot control. Academically excelled in theoretical coursework and final year examinations. Received the Baton of Honour. Graduated with distinction into the Metropolitan Police Service. Quickly established an effectiveness and popularity within the community.
Use your brain.
Proceeded to improve skill base with courses in advanced driving and advanced cycling. Became heavily involved in a number of extra-vocational activities. To this day holds the MEC record for the 100-meter dash. In 2001 began active duty with the renowned SO-19 Armed Response Unit. Received a bravery award for efforts in the resolution of Operation Crackdown. In the last 12 months has received 9 special commendations. Achieved the highest arrest record for any officer in the Met. And sustained 3 injuries in the line of duty. Most recently in December, when wounded by a man dressed as Father Christmas.
Hello, Nicholas.
Hello, Sergeant.
How's the hand?
Still a bit stiff.
It can get awfully hairy out there. I'm surprised you weren't snapped up sooner for a nice desk job. That's what I did.
I prefer to think my office is out on the street.
Indeed you do. Your arrest record is 400% higher than any other officer, which is why it's high time that such skills were put to better use. We're making you sergeant.
I see.
In Sanford, Gloucestershire.
In where, sorry?
In Sanford, Gloucestershire.
That's in the country?
Yes! Lovely.
Isn't there a sergeant's position here in London?
No.
Can I remain here as a PC?
No.
Do I have any choice in this?
No.
Sergeant, I kind of like it here.
But you've always wanted to transfer to the country.
In 20 years or so, yes.
Well, then you.
Hang on. I don't remember telling you that.
Yes, you did. You said, I'd love to settle down in the country sometime, Janine.
I'd like to talk to the inspector.
You can speak to the inspector, but I can promise you he will tell you exactly the same thing as I am.
Hello, Nicholas. How's the hand?
It's still a bit stiff.
And how are things at home?
I'm sorry, sir.
How's Janine?
We're no longer together, sir.
Right, but then where are you living?
He's staying at the section house, sir.
With the recruits?
Yes, he's living out of cardboard boxes.
Well, then you're packed already. Nicholas, we're offering you a smashing position with a delightful cottage and a lovely little place that I think has won Village of the Year, I don't know how many times. It'll be good for you.
I don't really know what to say.
Yes?
Yes, thank you. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to...
You want to take this higher?
Yes, yes, I do.
You want me to bother the Chief Inspector with this?
Yes.
You want me to get the Chief Inspector to come all the way down here?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Kenneth!
Hello, Nicholas.
How's it?
Still a bit stiff.
Chief Inspector.
Keep your seat. Now, I know what you're going to say, but the fact is, you've been making us all look bad.
I'm sorry, sir?
Of course, we all appreciate your efforts, but you've been rather letting the side down.
It's all about being a team player, Nicholas.
You can't be the Sheriff of London.
If we let you carry on running around town, you'll continue to be exceptional. And we can't have that. You'll put us all out of a job.
With respect, sir, you can't just make people disappear.
Yes, I can. I'm the Chief Inspector.
Well, however you spin this, there's one thing you haven't taken into account. And that's what the team is going to make of this.
Hello?
Janine, it's me.
I know, I'm at work.
I know. I'm outside.
What's the situation?
Know the situation. We've been over this.
No, I meant here.
Two people involved. This inside of a struggle. Complete mess.
You are talking about here.
Nicholas, what do you want?
Well, I have something important to tell you and I didn't want to do it over the phone.
Janine, I've been transferred. I'm moving away for a while.
Well, I'm not Janine.
Janine, I've been transferred. I'm moving away for a while.
I know. Bob told me.
Hello there.
Well, I wanted to tell you in person. There's no reason we can't be civil with each other. It's not that long ago we were talking about getting married.
Yes, but you're already married. You're the force, weren't you?
We're actually supposed to call it the service now. Official vocab guidelines state that force is too aggressive.
See? It's only ever about the job. It's all you care about.
That's not true.
No, you're right. You do have that rubber plant.
It's a Japanese piece, Lily.
You just can't switch off, Nicholas. And until you find a person you care about more than your job, you never will. Besides, you were the one who suggested we take a break.
Yes, well, guilty people often make the first move.
Actually, there's something I need to tell you.
You're seeing someone else.
Yes, how did you...
Is it Bob?
No. Does Bob look like the kind of person I'd go out with? It's Dave.
Hello there.
I see.
Oh, Nicholas.
You do realise that window is broken from the inside?
How?
Nicholas, Frank Butterman here, your new inspector. I'm just calling with details of your accommodation. We've got you a lovely little cottage on Spencer Hill. We'll look forward to meeting you anon. Cheerio. Nicholas, Frank again. One other thing about your cottage. It's not ready.
Here, the heavens have opened.
I was hoping to check in.
Check in? But you've always been here.
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were my husband. You must be Sergeant Angel.
Yes, I am.
I'm Joyce Cooper. I trust you had a pleasant trip. Fascist.
I beg your pardon.
System of government characterized by extreme dictatorship.
Seven across.
Oh, I see. It's fascism.
Fascism. Wonderful. Now, we've put you in the castle suite. Bernard will escort you up there.
Well, actually, I could probably make my own way up. Hag.
I beg your pardon.
Evil old woman considered frightful or ugly. It's 12 down.
Oh!
The new policeman.
Police officer, yes. I'm Nicholas Angel.
I'm Roy Porter. This is my wife, Mary.
Mary. Welcome to Stanford. If anything you need, just let us know.
Thank you. Could I borrow your newspaper?
It's not ours, though.
We're not big fans of the local fisherman, are we, Mayor? They listed her age as 55.
When I'm actually 53.
53. Mind the lager, please, Mary.
Right you are, my love.
Yeah, like,
your birthday?
22nd of February.
What year?
Every year.
Get out.
Hey.
When's your birthday?
8th of May, 1969.
You're 37.
Yeah.
Get out. When's your birthday? Out.
Is there a problem, officer?
Yes, there is, Mr. Porter. It would appear a number of your patrons are underage.
Well, you would have maybe a month or two south of proper, but if they're in here, it stops them getting into trouble out there. Yeah, the way we see it, it's all for the greater good.
The greater good?
Well, that's as may be, but the law's the law, and they'll have to go.
Another cranberry juice?
I'm fine, thank you. I hope you're not planning on driving that.
No.
Right. I'm taking you to the station. Where is it?
Nicholas Angel. Oh, when did you start?
Tomorrow.
Oh, well, I see you've already arrested the old village.
Not exactly.
You're in for the night. Well, I'm forced free.
Hey, now, I need to speak to him.
Ah, he'll be no use till the morning.
I see.
You really want to process all this, what? My pen's on here.
Not a problem.
You're a what?
A slasher. A crisis.
Just kidding.
I'm Simon Skinner. I run the local supermarché. Drop in and see me sometime. My discounts are criminal. Catch me later.
Warning, Sergeant.
Morning, Sergeant. Could you tell the inspector I've arrived, please?
No.
Why?
He's not in yet.
Well, how's our guest?
Guest?
The inebriate in cell 4.
I don't know. Nobody tells me nothing.
Can I get cell 4 open, please?
Danny, can you open 4?
He's gone.
Oh, my God. Who's gone?
Why are you dressed like a police officer?
Because I am one.
Ah, Sergeant Angel, at last. Frank Butterman. I see you've already met my boy.
Yes.
Do forgive me, I'm something of a Wild West nut. Speaking of which, that was a fair few outlaws you rounded up last night.
Thank you, sir.
I admire your enthusiasm, and far be it from me to stifle your flair. But this isn't London. Oh, yes, please, Stanley.
With respect, sir, geographical location shouldn't factor in the application of the law. No thanks.
Statistically, Sanford is the safest village in the country. But that doesn't mean it requires anything less than a careful and considered approach. There's a reason we accommodate a few of the younglings at the pub.
The greater good.
The greater good, precisely. Your predecessor assumed that rural policing was easy. Ended up having a nervous breakdown. And Sergeant Popwell was an exceptional officer, truly exceptional. And he had one thing you haven't got.
What's that, sir?
A great big bushy beard. Come on, let's have a mosey around. Locker room. Riot room. Evidence room. Now, how about a trip to the Andes? Detective Sergeant Wainwright and Detective Constable Cartwright. Don't get up.
I expect you're wondering why we call them the Andes.
They're both called Andrew.
They said you were good.
Also, because talking to them is an awful struggle, isn't it, Dad?
Thank you, Danny. Your swear box. All proceeds to the church roof. And this is where it all happens. That is Sergeant Tony Fisher.
Who?
PC Bob Walker.
PC Bob Walker.
And that is Saxon. And this is one Doris Thatcher.
She's your only policewoman. She's not a policewoman.
She's a senior bro.
She's a police officer. Being a woman has nothing to do with it.
Oh, I don't know. Comes in Andy every so often. I could have given you the tour. I've been around the station a few times.
And what's upstairs?
Well, well, well. I see we have visitors.
Nicholas, this is Tom Weaver.
Civilian liaison with the Neighbourhood Watch Alliance. You'll find that we run a very tight ship here. From this command centre, I can see what the whole village is up to.
I must say I was rather admiring your handiwork last night. It's a pity you didn't do the same to those bloody hoodies hanging around, loitering, sitting.
Actually, I did notice some minor graffiti on the fountain.
Graffiti? They've got to be dealt with, Frank.
They're nippers, Tom. They'll come round.
Which reminds me, our friend with the living statue was here Saturday. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. If we don't come down hard on these clones, we are going to be up to our balls in jugglers.
We'll get right onto it, Tom.
We like to let them think they run the place.
Well, that's that, unless there's anything you're unclear about.
Yes, sir. Why is everybody eating chocolate cake?
The Black Forest Gatto is on Danny as punishment for his little indiscretion.
Sir, I don't think driving under the influence can be called a little indiscretion.
No, the Gatto is for misplacing his helmet the other week. Last night's incident will require something rather more serious.
Good.
Do you like ice cream?
I'm sorry, sir, I don't follow.
Let's just say that we won't be short of Junky Monkey for the next month.
Hey!
Now, since it's your first day and it's 11:30, I'd say that's lunch. Hey!
So, what made you choose Sanford then, Sergeant Angel?
It wasn't actually my choice.
Oh, right, right. It wasn't your choice to come down here and tell me how to do my job. Our jobs.
You see, boys, you know better, huh?
Look, I can assure you, it wasn't my intention to upset the apple cart.
Yeah.
Because we all sell apples round here, don't we?
Well, Dad sells apples, Andy.
And raspberries.
But you can't wait to jump into Sergeant Popwell's grave.
I'm not jumping into anyone's grave. Got a mustache.
I know.
Why have you got your stab vest on?
It's a requirement.
In the city, maybe. Nobody's going to stab you in the ear, Sergeant.
Not a member of the public, are you?
Have you been stabbed, Sergeant Fisher?
You?
Well, I have. And I can assure you it is not the least bit amusing.
You've seen a lot of action, Sergeant Angel?
I've experienced my fair share, yes.
You cook any fools?
Excuse me?
Did you shoot anyone?
He shot a crackhead with a Kalashnikov.
Whoa.
Where'd you get that? The offender had the Kalashnikov.
Whoa. Where did he get that? We do know there are more guns in the country than there are in the city.
Everybody and their mums is packing round there.
Like who?
Farmers.
Who else?
Farmer's mum's.
What's it like being stabbed?
It was the single most painful experience of my life.
What was the second most painful? You ever fired two guns whilst jumping through the air?
No.
You ever fired one gun whilst jumping through the air?
No.
Have you been in high-speed pursuit?
Yes, I have.
You ever fired a gun whilst in high-speed pursuit?
No.
What about lethal weapon?
No.
You seen Die Hard, dude?
No.
Bad Boys 2?
No.
You ain't seen Bad Boys 2? Woo!
Hell of a day, huh?
Yep.
Same again tomorrow?
Yep.
Amanda Paver, headmistress of Sanford Primary.
How do you do, Sergeant?
Simon Skinner, I believe you've met.
Oh, we're already firm friends.
Oh, please, please come with me, will you? This is Leslie Tiller, whose horticultural expertise has helped put Sanford on the map.
She's ever so good. Oh, go on.
This is James Reaper, who owns Barragan Farm.
You're quite the marksman. Perhaps you might like to join us for a shoot one day.
Well, I haven't held a firearm for over 2 years, Mr. Reaper. I'd kind of like to keep it that way.
You will be popular with the local birds.
Nicholas, hello, Reverend Shooter.
I want to ask you, would you read a homily at Sunday service?
That might be a little hypocritical of me, Reverend.
Oh, you're an atheist.
No, I'm open to the concept of religion. I'm just not entirely convinced by it.
You're an agnostic.
I think I have a cream for that.
Robin Hatcher, our resident sawbones.
Hopefully we won't see too much of each other over the coming months.
Well, all that remains is to welcome you to the weekly meeting of the Neighbourhood Watch Alliance. Yes.
Now, quick announcement before we begin. Janet Barker has just given birth to twins. Oh. So congratulations to her.
Huh? Thanks, Joyce. Now, I am sure that all of you will have noticed the return of a blight to our streets. It's made all the more disturbing as the Village of the Year contest looms. I refer, of course, to the extremely irritating living statue.
Police work is as much about preventing crime as it is about fighting crime. Most importantly, it is about procedural correctness in the execution of unquestionable moral authority. Any questions? Yes.
Is it true that there is a place in a man's head that if you shoot it, it will blow up? Hello, it's a messenger. Can I get a quick shot for the Sanford citizen? Okay. How about you put the teacher in handcuffs?
I don't think that gives off the right signals.
Too cheesy pie. Okay, gotcha. Give the little blonde kid your hat.
I'd rather not.
Oh, what are you hitting stick about?
No.
Empty ho-ho.
Oh, can I have your autograph, please? For the breakfast.
Hey, that won't be.
Morning, Angle.
Morning, Angle.
Morning, Alan Angle.
Southern Angle.
Morning, the swan's escaped.
The swan's escaped?
Yeah.
Right, and where's the swan escaped from exactly?
The castle.
Oh, yeah, and who might you be?
Mr. Staker. Yeah, Mr. Peter Ian Staker.
P.I. Staker. Yeah. Right, piss taker. Come on!
Yes, Mr. Staker. We'll do everything we can. Can you describe it to me?
It's about 2 foot tall, long, slender neck.
Yeah.
Kind of orange and black bill.
Anything else?
Well, it's a swan.
No luck catching them swans, then.
It's just the one swan, actually.
Want anything from the shop?
You've just been to the shop.
Thinking of a different shop.
Constable Butterman, this is not the time for personal errands.
Well, there's nothing going on, is there?
There is always something going on. You have to look closer, all right? What about this guy?
Mr. Treacher?
Yeah, why has he got that big coat on? Can't be cold. Why the extra layer? Maybe he's trying to hide something.
Mr. Treacher?
Okay, what about this guy? Ask yourself, why has he got his hat pulled down like that?
He's fuck ugly.
Or he doesn't want you to see his face.
Because he's fuck ugly.
Okay, what's his story?
Oh, it's Lurch.
Go on.
He's a trolley boy at the local supermarket.
Good.
Real name Michael Armstrong.
Uh-huh.
Dad says he's got a child's mind.
Okay.
He lives up Summer Street with his mum and his sister.
And are they as big as he is?
Who?
The mum and the sister.
Same person.
What shot were you thinking of?
Silent Rage Martial Arts Master versus Superhuman Killing Machine.
Angel, or is it Angle?
Mr. Skinner, a baby's sick, up in aisle 6.
Please excuse me. Michael!
Yar.
Child vomit aisle 6, mop it up.
Yar.
Mr. Skinner, is there a problem?
No. I simply wanted to say how lovely it is to see you supporting your local store.
Well, that's quite all right.
All too many have defected to the big megamart in Beaufort Abbey. May their heads be struck from their shoulders for such disloyalty.
Yes, well, I am on duty, so if you'll excuse me.
Of course. I simply spied you loitering in organic produce and assumed you had time on your hands.
Well, maybe I'm not the one you should be keeping an eye on.
That's the fridge magnet. His name's George Merchant, made a fortune in kitchen goods. Built that monstrosity on Norris Avenue.
Actually, I wasn't talking about him.
Oh?
I was talking about him.
Ah.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Cop. Meet the cop that can't be stopped.
What's the matter, Danny? You never taken a shortcut before?
You do not have to say anything, however it may harm your defense if you fail to mention when questioned something you later rely on in court. Anything you do say can be given in evidence.
All right, Danny.
What, Peter?
Do you know this man?
Yeah, he's Auntie Jackie's sister's brother's boy.
And it didn't occur to you to mention this before?
Couldn't see his face, could I? Not made of eyes.
Oh!
impressive collar. Shame Mr. Skinner doesn't want to press charges.
What do you mean he doesn't want to press charges?
I'm simply suggesting that even Peter be given a second chance. Before he becomes just another crime statistic, I'm sure he's going to learn a valuable lesson.
Stealing biscuits is wrong?
Correct.
Oh, thanks.
And yet we respond by not taking a single punitive measure.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Like the biscuits, isn't it?
Mr. Skinner.
Is everything all right?
Well, sir, Mr. Skinner feels it would be better not to prosecute an individual that has committed a blatant offence.
Leave this with me. I'll make sure everyone gets their just deserts.
Oh, no!
27.
Have you ever seen Point Break?
No.
Amazing bit in Point Break where they jump over fences.
Who's that man? 29.
That is Swayze's just robbed this bank. Keanu Reeves is chasing him through people's gardens. And he goes to shoot Swayze, but he can't because he loves him so much. And he's firing his gun up in the air. He's like, ah!
Oh.
Have you ever fired your gun up in the air and gone, ah?
No, I have not ever fired my gun up in the air and gone, ah.
30. Sorry, I just feel like I'm missing out sometimes. I want to do what you do.
You do what I do. What on earth do you think you're missing out on?
Gunfights, car chases, proper action and shit.
Police work is not about proper action.
Or shit.
29. If you'd have paid attention to me in school, you'd understand that it's not all about gunfights and car chases.
Fire up the roof.
That was brilliant.
Was I going a tad fast, officer?
Yes, you were, Mr. Blower.
Well, now, you see, we are staging a homage to William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. I'm a little late for the dress rehearsal. I'm playing the eponymous hero, you see. Romeo, not Juliet. What are you writing?
Everything you're saying, I might need to refer to it later.
Now, officer, I am a respected solicitor, so there's no need to... Just stop writing, will you? Look, I am merely trying to explain why I might have exceeded the speed limit.
You're playing the male lead in a homage to William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, and you're late for the dress rehearsal. You think this is sufficient reason to travel at 48 in a 30 zone?
Well, I...
The flat speed limit specifically put in place to save lives.
Look, this is preposterous.
Preposterous.
Look, stop writing!
Stop writing.
Look, you're right. I apologize.
See what I did then?
You hypnotized him.
No, I used this. This is the most important piece of equipment you will ever own. This notebook has saved my skin more times than I care to mention. And you should think about using yours more often.
I do use mine.
Show me. That's just extraordinary.
You see the one on the other side?
We up to tonight? I have to water my peace lily.
Hmm.
Thought you might want to do something.
What exactly are you thinking?
I know. Perk.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Do you?
Oi, you two. Now, Mr. Blower left you tickets for Romeo and Juliet tonight. Said it was by way of an apology.
Yeah?
Ah.
Well, we can't accept gifts from somebody we've officially rebuked, so...
Yeah.
Nicholas, glad I caught you. Wondered if you wouldn't mind representing us at the Amdrams tonight.
Yes, sir. Of course.
And there's a spare for Danny, too.
Hey! Hey, come on, it might be fun. A nameless bargain to engrossing death. Here's to my love.
I'll kiss thy lips. Haply some poison doth yet hang on him. Bang!
Love me, love me, say that you love me.
Thank you.
Angel, hi-ho. Quick word for the Sanford Citizen.
it was very enjoyable.
Cop enjoys watching young lovers.
I don't think so.
Local Bobby gives thumbs up to teen suicide.
That's just grossly inappropriate.
He won't try and spell his name correctly this time, won't you, Timothy? Absolute tosh, that he is. And annoyingly, the understudies are actually professional actors. Greg over there was an extra in Straw Dogs, and Sherry portrayed a cadaver in Prime Suspect.
Sergeant Angel, you came. I'm so thrilled you accepted my invitation.
Well, our inspector requested we attend, so...
Yeah, we can't accept gifts from someone we've officially rebuked, so, jog on.
Congratulations to you and, to Mrs. Blower.
this is not my wife. This is Miss Draper, my leading lady.
Eve works in the local council, Sergeant. Quite the lady in the know.
I am not.
Nonsense. I'm sure if we bashed your head in, all sorts of secrets would come tumbling out.
Romeo, Romeo, a point of finger for Romeo.
Thank you very much for coming, George.
A pleasure, my liege.
She's nice, ain't she? She certainly has a distinctive laugh. Susan, my year at school, always had a thing for her. She clearly has a thing for older men.
What, with Martin Blower? No way.
We just sat through 3 hours of so-called acting, Constable. Their kiss was the only convincing moment in it. Hey, now you come to mention it, I too have reason to believe she favours the older gent.
Really? How so?
Marcus Carter's big brother said he'd fingered her up the duck pond.
Oh, officers!
Again, let me extend my sincere apologies for earlier.
It's quite all right, Mr. Blower. Drive safe.
Drive safe. Oh, my God. You know, that's the bloke we done for speeding earlier.
Yeah. Hopefully, that's the last we'll see of him.
Wizard.
You haven't got long. To us.
Wizard.
Yeah.
Little Brian Libby found him out in his paper round. He'll be having nightmares for a while. Must have hit the sign at some speed. Took the old top off.
Got that night top off in his leg, boy.
Tats.
Most likely lost control, left the road there, and then ended up here. So, what do we reckon? Sergeant Angel.
Well, we should get a proper cordon off, screen the remains from public view, close down the road until the ambulance crew arrives, whereupon we should open a single lane of traffic and ease congestion.
Very good. What do you say?
What happened, Danny?
Car accident.
Nasty way to go.
Constable, official vocab guidelines state we no longer refer to these incidents as accidents than as collisions.
Right.
There never was a story of more woe. This is Juliet and her Romeo.
Excuse me?
Martin, what are you? Such a tragedy.
Mr. Skinner, do you mind telling me how you know the identity of the persons involved?
You know how it is. News travels fast.
I love struck Romeo. I think the streets are failing me.
What happened, Daddy?
Traffic collision. Oh. Hey, why can't we say accident again?
Because accident implies there's nobody to blame.
Poor socking it, town mouse.
Yeah, you want to be a big cop in a small town? Fuck off up the model village.
I'm just saying things aren't always as simple as they look.
Most times they are. Let's just wait till Dr. Hatcher comes back with something.
Before you go jumping the Kalashnikov.
All right, in the meantime, why don't you check out a few of Martin Blower's clients?
Martin Blower represents damn near most of the village. Do you want to go through the whole phone book?
Yeah, we'll put a call into Aaron A. Aronson, shall we?
Please, don't be childish.
At least consider interviewing the widow. Martin Blower was clearly having an affair with Eve Draper.
Oh, and how did you establish that?
Because we sat through 3 hours of so-called acting last night, and the kiss was the only convincing moment in it.
All right. Pipe down, Began.
Yeah. What else you got, Crockett and Tabby?
Skid marks.
Mel's been childish.
There were no skid marks at the scene. Doesn't it seem a little strange that Martin Blower would lose control of his car and not think to apply the brakes? If there were no skid marks, it follows that for 300 yards, both driver and passenger did nothing to prevent their fate. You don't have to be a detective to work that out.
Are you causing trouble?
Yes, they are.
Well, spot a bother up at Elroy Farm. Old Arthur Webley's been clipping hedgerows that don't belong to him.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
Why do we need the dog?
It's not the dog we need. Right. What did he say?
He said, as his head, huh? He only chopped him down because he couldn't see the view no more. What's he mumbling?
What did he say?
He said an edge is an edge. He only chopped it down because it spoiled his view. What's Reaper moaning about?
Right. Look, I appreciate your position, Mr. Webley, but you can't go around chopping down other people's hedges without permission.
I suppose.
Yes, I suppose.
Thank you.
All right.
Mr. Webley, I trust you have a license for that firearm.
I don't know this.
Does for this one.
He does for this one.
What do you mean by this one?
By the power of Grayskull.
Where on earth did you get these?
Found them.
You found them?
And what is this?
Seamoy.
Well, Mr. Webley, this is an extremely dangerous collection. It's a wonder nobody's been hurt before.
Nah, use a lot of junk.
No, apparently it's been deactivated, over.
That's right. Deactivated.
It's not live.
It looks live.
All right.
Impressive haul today, Constable Buzzerman.
Well, you know.
Maybe we should do something to celebrate. So you got to water your peace, Lily.
What exactly did you have in mind?
I don't know. Pub? Yes, sirs. What can I get you?
Quite a lager, please, Roy, and what can I get you that isn't a cranberry juice?
I don't really want to get drunk.
A little drunk?
Okay, I'll have one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Mr. Poser, what's your wine selection?
Oh, we got red or white.
I'll find a lager, please.
Yeah, Roy.
Any news from earlier?
Yeah. CSI found nothing. Dr. Atcher reported no misadventure, and Mrs. Blower has 4 alibis.
Oh, come on, Sergeant.
Not your job to investigate this incident, is it?
Is it?
No, it isn't.
You don't switch off, do you? You sound like my ex.
Are you always thinking away?
That's what I do.
Don't get me wrong, I think it's amazing.
Really?
I mean, what made you want to be a policeman?
Officer.
What made you want to be a policeman officer?
I don't remember a time when I didn't want to be a police officer, apart from the summer of 1979 when I wanted to become at the Frog.
It all started with my Uncle Derek. He was a sergeant in the Met. He bought me a police pedal car when I was 5. I rode round in it every second I was awake, arresting kids twice my size for littering and spitting. I got beaten up a lot when I was young, but it didn't stop me. I wanted to be like Uncle Derek.
He sounds like a good bloke.
Actually, he was arrested for selling drugs to students.
What a cunt.
Probably bought the pedal car with the proceeds. Needless to say, I never went near it again. I just let it rust. But I never forgot the clear sense of right and wrong that I felt at the wheel of that pedal car. I had to prove to myself that the law could be proper and righteous and for the good of humankind. It was from that moment I was destined to be a police officer.
It's a shame.
How so?
I think you would have made a great Muppet.
What about you? What made you want to become a police officer?
I don't know. Dad does it. I think after my mum died, it's what he wanted, you know, keep me close by.
Do you mind if I ask how she died?
Traffic collision.
I'm sorry.
Never mind.
Hey, what's this? Jesus Christ!
My eye! Ta-da!
Hey, come on, silly bullets, get him in!
Oh, 777.
Mr. Skinner.
You know George the Merchant, don't you?
Are you the officer?
As we were just discussing the accident.
I come to know Martin and Eve very well of late. Such a loss.
What say we drink to their demise?
Shouldn't that be drink to their memories?
Of course. Cheers.
I'm as scared as the little boys are.
All right.
Little being the operative word. Oh, he'll be in bits tomorrow.
I think somebody needs to go home.
I'm not that drunk, sir.
Not you. Him.
What? We did get a little drunk. You get it? Because he's little and he's drunk.
Oh, good grief. It's hardly in keeping with the village's rustic aesthetic, is it? How much do I owe you?
£20.
There you go.
And there's your change.
God bless you. Bye bye.
Oh. I'm all right. Through to you. I would not want to be him in the morning.
Well, this is me.
Well, I shall see you in the morning.
Unless you want to come in for a cup of coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
Tea?
No caffeine after midday.
How about another beer?
When did you move in?
About 5 years ago.
You should get some house plants.
Oh, yeah.
I've been tending my peace lily for about 3 years now. It oxygenates the room, helps you think, relieves stress. Its needs are simple. Jane used to say I loved my lily more than I loved her.
Is that why you split up?
What?
Because you'd done it with a plan.
No. It was more about me being obsessed with the job.
That's good though, right?
Is it? I didn't miss a few dinners, you know, parties, a birthday or two.
Listen,
her dad's funeral. I just want to be good at what I do.
You are good at what you do. You just gotta learn to switch off that big old melon of yours.
That's the whole problem, Danny. I don't think I know how.
Show you how.
By the power of Greyskull.
Point Break or Bad Boys 2?
Which one do you think I prefer?
No, I mean, which one do you want to watch first?
You are pulling my leg. That it was a no-holds-barred, adrenaline-fueled thrill ride, but there's no way you could perpetrate that amount of carnage and mayhem and not incur a considerable amount of paperwork.
That is nothing, man. This is about to go off.
Shit just got real.
Go. He let Mr. Merchant try to have a little fry up and left the gas on. Spends his whole life devoted to the refrigerator and gets killed by an oven. Told him several times, you shouldn't eat late at night.
I don't know, quite like a little midnight gobble.
Cox.
So, what do we reckon? Angel.
Okay, we get a proper cordon up, we let the fire crews finish their stuff, and then we get forensics in to do a thorough sweep of the house.
Very good. What Ian said.
Sergeant Angel.
Hi, hi. Quick word.
Mr. Messenger, a statement will be issued shortly.
Actually, I just wanted to ask, what's your perfect Sunday?
I'll deal with the press, Sergeant. Now, my perfect Sunday is a lovely, long night.
Foul play.
Maybe.
We're just hoping to talk to the last people to see Mr. Merchant alive.
Namely, Sergeant Nicholas Asswife and Constable Fanny Batterbomb.
That's us.
Why is this such a big joke to you? Three people have died in a week.
Oh, come on, Dr. Sherlock. They were accidents.
People have accidents every day.
The victims knew each other.
Everyone knows everyone around here?
Yeah. You didn't see anything suspicious. And who did?
A bit of a blind spot, I'm afraid. We just catch the very edge of the explosion.
Nasty way to go.
There was something that took my eye.
Really, what's that?
Sanford's most wanted.
Hey! There you go. It was the swan all along.
This is not funny, Detective.
Oh, give over, Miss Marples.
Yeah. You do your job and we'll do ours, eh?
Yeah, I mean, you got a church fate to look after.
No, I have not!
Actually...
Testing, testing. Someone's in for a surprise at 3 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Raffle with a very special guest presenter.
Out in the country, far from all the sudden noise of the city, there's a village green.
Seen any murderings, Nicholas?
Come on, boys, leave Sergeant Angel alone. He's working.
Sorry, Chief. Won't waste any more police time. Actually, Nicholas, you might as well take a break. Hey, great. I've got something to show you.
This is a rifle range.
You'd be really good at it.
Feeling lucky, Sergeant? Three cans wins you the Squeaky Bunny. Five cans gets you the Floppy Lion. Take out all the little people, you get to waltz off with the Cuddly Monkey.
I thought I made it clear to you how I feel about firearms.
It's only an air rifle. Sergeant.
Was amazing.
Thank you, Danny.
I can't believe I shot someone.
As a doctor, he can deal with it.
I never shot anyone before.
Danny, believe me, it's not something you ever get used to.
Yeah. Maybe we should go on the bouncy party, take our minds off of it.
Mr. Major. Hi, hi.
Mr. Messenger.
I need to talk to you about George Merchant. And then, churchyard, 3 o'clock.
What do you think he wants?
Would Sergeant Angel come to the stage, please? Here, to announce the winners, is the newest addition to the Sanford Police Force.
Service.
Sergeant Nicholas Angel.
Fred Wanger.
Hello. Hello.
The first name is Simon Skinner.
He's in the loo!
Too much of Joyce's lemonade for us.
Name is Tim Messenger.
Tim! Stand back, stand back. There's been a terrible accident. Oh, just an accident. It's all right. It's all right. There's nothing to see. Come on, everybody. It's all right. Just an accident.
Nicholas, what is it?
Sir, I think all these deaths are linked. I think Tim Messenger was murdered.
Who could do something like this?
Maybe it was the swan.
Apparently. They could break a man's arm.
Or blow up a man's house. Listen, you parrot.
Whoa, Nicholas. Now, let me get this straight. Are you saying that this is a crime scene?
Yes, sir, I am.
Very well. Detectives, sir. Start interviewing everyone who was at the bank.
He's got short...
Sergeant Fisher.
What?
Secure the area.
What?
PC Thatcher?
Yes, sir.
Get the CSI down here. PC Walker?
And I'm...
Patrol the churchyard with Saxon. Nicholas, Danny. You know what to do.
You really think this is murder? I just don't think we should rule it out, that's all.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think you're talking a load of shit.
He thinks you're talking a load of shit. Swings and roundabouts, isn't it?
Pain in the ass. Did you find anything?
Yeah.
I was extremely shocked when I looked at my watch and discovered that I should be in the pub.
Well, did you go to his house? Did you read his articles?
Oh, if you want to wait for every copy of the staff of Bloody Citizen, be our guest.
It's your job, isn't it? Detect!
This ain't a city, Mr. Angel. Not everyone's a murdering psychopath. It's high time you realise that. You and your monkey.
Did he mean me or that? Oh, maybe we should go home.
What do you mean?
Well, nothing going on, is there?
Have you listened to anything that I've said?
What do you mean?
Is anything I've told you in the last 2 weeks sunk into that thick skull of yours?
Yeah?
Has it? Like what?
He said I could be an amazing policeman officer.
There's always something going on, Danny. And you won't be an amazing police officer until you understand that.
Well, I remembered something else he said and all.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah. You don't know how to switch off.
Constable.
All right.
Thanks for the monkey.
What was that?
I want it for you. Danny, I think I'm onto something.
Are you?
Yes, and I think with a little deliberation we can figure out what links these deaths.
Me?
Come on, partner. Let's go to work.
Sergeant Angel. Someone from London called for you.
Tell him I'll call him back.
Tim Matthews, go. Editor and journalist of the Sanford Citizen.
Uh-huh.
Fondness of pun.
Go on.
Terrible speller.
Oh, yeah?
Nevertheless, I've uncovered important information about
George Merchant.
Self-made millionaire.
Cha-ching.
Found himself as a property developer.
Uh-huh.
Said he had big plans for Sanford.
Pissed on the floor in the Crown.
But, more importantly, was a good friend and client of
Martin Glower. Respected solicitor.
Affirmative.
Leading light of the local drama society.
Bad actor.
Undoubtedly.
Bad driver.
Not necessarily.
Cheating on his missus.
Most certainly.
And we both know who he is.
Eve Draper.
Glower's leading lady. Distinctive laugh.
True.
Favourite older men.
Fingers.
Worked at.
Council.
More specifically.
Department of Planning and Development.
Where George Merchant secured permission to build his dubious mansion on Norris Avenue.
So, maybe they were all accidents.
Oh.
People have accidents every day.
What are you two up to?
Nothing.
Well, look sharp. There's been reports of a fire in the station.
What?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Danny, why didn't you say something?
We were working, weren't we? Hey, you. Where are you going?
Personal errand.
Hello, Miss Tiller. I was wondering, do you have any Japanese peace lilies?
Of course. I was just about to pop off, actually. I'd never find my sisters. This for someone special.
Yes, yes it is. You're going somewhere, Miss Tiller?
Yes, I'm moving away.
And, why the move, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, just between you and I.
Yeah?
You know that fella who blew up?
George Merchant?
Well, George Merchant got dressed and wanted to buy this land. So he sent round his legal fella, Martin Glover, got dressed him. And I thought I might take them up on it. I haven't really got that much family round here, save for Cousin Sissy. So I thought I might take them up on the offer and move to Beaufort Abbey. Would you like a card with this?
No, sorry, you were talking about the offer.
Well, it turns out that Martin Glover, got dressed him, knew where the new bypass road is going, because he was knocking off Eve Draper from the council, got dressed her. And then that reporter, God rest him, finds out about the route and tells me this land is very valuable. 10 times what George Merchant and Martin Blower, God rest them, offered me. So with them having passed on, I decided to sell it on myself to some folks from the city that Martin, George and Eve, God rest the lot of them, have been talking to. Apparently they want to build a big shopping centre or something. Well, Cousin Sissy won't be too happy about that. As far as I'm concerned, Cousin Sissy can go and
Would you just excuse me for just 1 second?
hang about. You're saying this wasn't an accident.
Leslie Tiller was fucking murdered!
Just like Tim Messenger?
Yes!
George Merchant?
Yes!
And Eve Draper?
Yes!
Martin Blower?
No, actually.
Really?
Of course he fucking was! Thank you, Danny!
Oh, murder, murder, murder.
Change the fucking record!
Thank you, Andy.
Come on, Sergeant. You've got to accept it was just another nasty accident.
What are you suggesting? That Leslie Tiller tripped and fell on her own shears?
Ben Fletcher fell on his pitchfork the other week.
Yeah, accidents happen all the time. What makes you think it was murder?
Because I was there!
There's a point. Why were you there?
I was buying Constable Butterman a Japanese peace lily for his birthday.
What absolute horseshit.
I chased a suspect from the scene! Innocent people don't run!
Yeah, maybe it was our old friend the cactus thief.
Oh, yeah, he was a prickly customer, wasn't he?
Am I going completely mad?
Maybe you are. Maybe you did it.
Yeah, it's as though you're such a big fan of murder.
What the?
Sergeant Angel!
Yes! Sir!
Nicholas, Nicholas, what am I going to do with you?
Sir, you have to understand.
No, you have to understand. The boys here aren't used to the concepts you're bandying about. The M word, Nicholas, hasn't been a recorded murder in Sanford for 20 years.
But, sir, I'm certain. And what's more, I know who did it. I see the manager, please.
Mr. Skinner to the manager's office. Manager's office. Mr. Skinner.
Simon Angel, and to what do I owe this pleasure?
Simon Skinner, I'm arresting you on suspicion of the murder of Leslie Tiller.
Leslie Tiller's dead? How?
She tripped and fell on her own shears.
Ow! I'm also arresting you on suspicion of the murder of Tim Messenger on May the 1st, of George Merchant on April the 29th, and of Eve Draper and Martin Blower on April the 28th.
Why on earth would I do that, Sergeant?
I'm glad you asked. My suspicions were first aroused when you appeared at the scene of the Blower-Draper death on the outskirts of Sanford, despite the fact that you live and work in the centre of the village. I couldn't help but recall your comments at the theatre on the previous evening. When you not only indicated an awareness of the couple's affair, but also inferred that Eve's connection with the council might make her privy to important information. You even spoke of bashing her head, perhaps hoping you might discover the route of the proposed Sanford bypass. You were already suspicious that George Merchant was buying up a large area of land on the outskirts of Sanford after an article Tim Messenger wrote in the Sanford Citizen. You see, the land Merchant was buying had little value in of itself, but if it became accessible by road, it would be a prime location for, say, a retail park. Consumed with concern for your business and potential disloyalty from fickle customers, you yourself expressed a wish to behead. You killed the competition in cold blood, staging the murders as accidents. You used a vehicle removal truck to stage the Blower-Draper death and incinerated an old man in his own house, covering your tracks with a judicial application of bacon and beans. However, there was a loose end. Tim Messenger splattered before he could share with me what he told Leslie Tiller that very afternoon. The true value of her land. Upon discovering she was about to sell up to the developers, you brutally murdered her with her own shears and made good your escape utilizing your impressive skills as a fun runner.
Very entertaining, but I rather think you've been watching too many films.
You haven't.
Why would I kill Leslie? You clearly aren't aware that we're related.
Oh, but I am.
Cousin Sissy!
I'm afraid my nickname of Sissy is only a revelation to yourself. My teenage years studying ballet are well known.
Yeah, Sissy Skinner?
What, Gaylord?
Thank you, Andrew. Now, despite my comments about beheading customers, I personally relish the competition of another store. Anything to energize my workforce. And anyway, what makes you think I could dislodge part of the church roof? Or for that matter, stage a car crash?
It's a well-known fact that the church roof is in dire need of repair. And isn't it true that two of your own employees operate the vehicle remover service for the council?
Sergeant, this is the 21st century. Many people hold down several jobs. I myself host a life drawing class at the village hall. Tina here is a table dancer at Flapper.
Nevertheless, you could have utilized the vehicle removal truck for your own ends.
These accusations are quite meaningless, Sergeant, unless you can back them up with hard evidence.
Well, you've got me there. I'd need something conclusive. Something that placed you at the scene of the crime. Or perhaps a wound you sustained on a piece of broken glass this very evening.
Sergeant, this is beginning to get embarrassing. How could I possibly be in several places at once? I'm sure the store's security footage will absolve me. Do feel free to spool through.
I can handle this, Danny. You might as well go back and just enjoy the rest of your birthday.
Did you really get me that plan?
Yes, I did. But, it's been impounded as evidence.
Well, I mean, maybe Dad will still let me water it, eh?
Sergeant, I wanted you to know that if I do indeed now own the land belonging to Leslie, that I intend to turn it into a memorial garden in her honor.
Mr. Skinner, what you do with your land is of no concern of mine, so jog on.
Michael, will you escort the sergeant off the premises when he's quite finished?
Yarr.
I just can't believe Leslie's dead. How did it happen?
She tripped and fell on her own shears. Hey, that weren't me.
Hey, look. Look, Mr. Treacherous got his big coat on again. You want anything from the shop?
Call Neville.
No luck catching them killers then.
It's just the one killer, actually.
It's just the one killer, actually.
Come on, you got brain freeze?
No, I got brain wave.
Get us back to the station, now!
Oh! It's more than one person.
Come again?
It's more than one killer.
It was Skinner a minute ago.
Yeah, well, maybe it still is, you know? Maybe he's not alone. Maybe there are others.
Nicholas, you're an exceptional officer. But I've seen this before.
Sir?
Sergeant Popwell. It was exactly the same thing. You've come from a city where there's danger around every corner. And it's driven you round the bend.
Yes, sir.
Do yourself a favor. Sleep on it. And if you still feel the same in the morning, I give you my word, I'll get right on to it.
Hey! Hey! What's happening? What's going on? Nothing. I'm just going to go back to the hotel.
I mean, do you want a lift?
No. I could do with a walk.
Madigan. Playtime's over.
Michael? Michael? Are you there? Michael? Is everything okay?
Yarp.
Sergeant Angel's been taken care of.
Yarp.
He's not gonna get back up again.
Narp.
Good. Proceed to the castle.
Frank, this shit just got real. Skinner just sent someone to kill me, and now he's gone somewhere. Up to the castle, I think. I'm gonna go after him. Okay? It's Nicholas, by the way.
God! What happened to your piece, Lily?
Danny, just stay here, okay? And watch him and call your dad. Tell him I was right.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna bust this thing wide open.
Nicholas,
wait. If I got this. Thanks, partner.
Very tight ship here.
We could do something like this.
Seems like Mr. Merchant tried to have a little fry out and left the gas on.
Nasty way to go.
What happened, Daddy?
They're not catching their pillar today. They're not catching their pillar today.
Bonum communitatis.
Now, quick announcement before we begin. Janet Barker has decided to call her boys Roger and Martin. And the christening will be a week on Saturday, and we're all invited. Oh. Tom?
Thanks, Joyce. Now, you'll all be delighted to hear that the tenacious Sergeant Angel has been taken care of. Joyce will discover the sergeant lying on the wet floor of his bathroom, having slipped and tragically broken his neck. So, with the dispatch of the sergeant, we will now be able to concentrate on the eradication of our hoodie infestation.
Quite right.
After which, nothing will stand in our way. Oh, I beg to differ, Mr. Weaver. Well, well, well. I see we have visitors.
Sergeant Nicholas Angel, Sanford Police Service.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
I'm arresting you under suspicion of conspiracy to commit murder.
Oh, come, Sergeant.
You should be ashamed. Calling yourself a community that cares.
Oh, but we do care, Nicholas.
It's all about the greater good.
The greater good.
How can this be for the greater good?
The greater good.
You see, as much as I enjoyed your wild theories, Sergeant, the truth is far less complex. Blower's fate was simply the result of his being an appalling act.
Appalling? You murdered him for that?
Unmurdered Bill Shakespeare?
What? Oh, the Dramatic Society is an important feather in our cap.
You couldn't let Blower jeopardize that. Not when we had two semi-professionals waiting in the wings.
Let's not forget that Greg was an extra in Straw Dogs, and Sherry portrayed a cadaver in Prime.
Yes, I know!
Martin was less concerned with the reputation of the village than he was with his sordid affair with Eve Drake.
And so Eve deserved to die too?
Oh, she did have a very annoying laugh.
Annoying! And George Merchant?
He had an awful house.
We begged him in vain to make his residence more in keeping with the village's rustic aesthetic.
And what about Tim Messenger? What was his crime?
Tim Messenger's tenure as editor of the Sanford Citizen has been unbearable.
Our once great paper had become riddled with tabloid journalism, not to mention persistent errors.
He listed her age as 55.
Well, actually, I'm 53.
53. What about Leslie Tiller, one of your own? Her horticultural expertise helped put Sanford on the map.
Oh, she was ever so good.
Cousin Leslie was a terrible shame. but it seems she was set on moving away.
We couldn't have her sharing her green fingers with anybody else.
Not least those heathens at Buford Abbey.
We can't have her.
No one can.
How can this be for the greater good?
The greater good.
Shut it! These people died for no reason, no reason whatsoever!
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Hello, Nicholas. I was like you once. I believed in the immutable word of the law. That is, until the night Mrs. Butterman was taken from me. You see, no one loves Sanford more than her. She was head of the Women's Institute, chair of the Floral Committee. When they started the Village of the Year contest, she worked around the clock.
I've never seen such dedication. On the eve of the adjudicator's arrival, some travellers moved into Callaghan Park. Before you could say gypsy scum, we were knee-deep in dog-muck thieving kids and crusty jugglers.
Crusty jugglers.
We lost the title, and Irene lost her mind. She drove her Datsun Cherry into Sanford Gorge. From that moment on, I swore that I would do her proud. And whatever the cost, we would make Sanford great again.
So this doesn't make any sense.
The adjudicators arrive tomorrow. We had to get everything ready.
He's saying this is all about winning the Best Village Award.
This is the Best Village, Nicholas. You've seen the people. They're happy. Contented.
They're living in a dream world.
Sergeant Popwell thought much the same as you. I'm disappointed you can't see the bigger picture.
Well, I'm happy to disappoint you, sir. And I'm afraid you're going to have to come with me. You are all going to have to come with me.
No, Nicholas. I'm afraid it is you who is going to have to come with us.
Back off! Back off! Or I swear to God you'll be explaining how Danny tripped over and accidentally cut me out.
Come on, Nicholas, you haven't got it in you.
I mean it!
Gypsy scum.
Travels. Travels.
Thieving kids.
Dog. Look.
Crusty jugglers. Hasn't been a recorded murderous sample in 20 years. There's a reason we accommodate a purely belongings at the front.
Spot a bother up at Elroy.
I'll make sure everyone gets their just deserves.
A great big bushy beard.
If he don't come down hard, I'm just
don't
come down hard.
You'll yes. Get right.
It's ketchup. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the others.
What others?
The others the NWA have murdered.
That's not true.
It is.
Dad just said it was his special club. I thought it was about wrapping people on the knuckles and sending them on their way.
There are skeletons back there.
I don't know nothing about no skeletons.
What did you think was happening?
Not this.
It's Frank. He's appointing himself judge, jury and executioner.
He's not judge, jury and executioner.
He is. You've got to help me take him down.
Come. He's my dad. Take my car. Go back to London. There's nothing you can do.
I can come back.
I can come back and I can bring the blue fury of the Metropolitan Police Service with me.
They'll make it disappear. Who are they going to believe? My dad or a loony London police officer?
But it won't be just me, will it? We can do it together. You and me. Partners.
Forget it, Nicholas. It's Samford.
Walk in and arrest the whole village.
Not exactly.
Sergeant Angel, someone from London called for you. I'll turn your ring back. Well, that's funny.
What's that?
I didn't know we had a mounted division.
Nobody tells me nothing.
Sure.
Something useful.
Pet, that's Sergeant Angel's back. Check out his horse.
Roger that.
It's Angel.
We'll be right back.
you're missing out.
Please, let us stop this mindless violence. Nicholas, my son, you may not be a man of God, but surely you're a man of peace.
I may not be a man of God, Reverend, but I know right, and I know wrong, and I have the good grace to know which is which.
Oh, fuck off, grasshopper. Jesus Christ!
Nicholas! I thought he was a goner.
Drop your weapons!
Dr. Atcher, no!
Shut up, Danny. I brought you into this world. I think it's rather fitting I should be the one to take you out of it. You and your interfering little friend.
No.
Drop him.
You're a doctor. Deal with it.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Danny, let's roll.
What are you thinking?
Pub?
Arrest that man. Danny, step away from the sergeant.
No, Dad.
Danny, you'll do as you're told.
I'm not taking orders from you anymore.
Officers!
Arrest these men!
Wait! Wait!
You can arrest us if you like. You can throw us in prison and go back to being blind, submissive slaves. Or you can be real police officers and help us bring an end to this absurd story.
What the fuck is he on about?
What the fuck are you on about?
Have you ever wondered why the crime rate in Sanford is so low, and yet the accident rate, it's so high?
No, yeah. What?
You've been brainwashed, Tony. Brainwashed into naivety by an old man with a murderous obsession.
This is ridiculous!
No, it's not, Dad. Very unridiculous. And it's only now that I'm starting to realise how unridiculous it all is.
Silence, Danny!
Think of your mother.
Mum is dead, Dad. For the first time in my life. You know, I'm glad. If she could see what you've become, I think she'd probably
kill herself all over again.
I'm sorry, I am completely lost.
Sanford is a lie, Doris. For the last 20 years, the village has been controlled by Frank and the NWA. They've lulled everyone into thinking this is the perfect village and killed anyone who's threatened to change that.
Well, he's lost from there, huh?
He says he reckons you've got someone there.
I know. You're not seriously going to believe this man, are you? Are you? He isn't even from round here!
Maybe. It's time to give it up, sir.
You incompetent flatfoot!
Officer Walker, stay here with Saxon and hold everything down.
Fair enough.
Officers, let's go. What about Dad?
They'll come round again. Want anything from the shop?
What are you thinking?
Well, we should strike now. Well, we've got the element of surprise. The longer we wait, more time they've got to mobilise. Like I say, we go in through the front entrance, take the place all by oil. They won't be expecting that.
Very good, what he said.
My, my, here come the fuzz.
Maybe they're not here. Wait here.
Don't go in on your own.
Don't worry. He knows what he's doing.
Okay. They're in. You deal with the store, I'll deal with the trolley boy.
Hey.
Oh!
Oh.
Now listen, wait, Michael, wait, listen to me, listen. Is this what you really, really want?
Yeah.
See yourself. He's in the freezer.
Did you say cool off?
No, I didn't say anything, actually.
Shame.
There was a bit earlier on that you missed when I distracted him with the cuddly monkey, and then I said, playtime's over, and I hit him with the peace lily.
You're off the fucking chain!
What's the situation?
Two blokes had a fuckload of cutlery. What do you reckon?
Idea.
Nice one, Doris.
Nothing like a bit of girl on girl.
Boom attack!
Can you handle it, Sergeant Fisher? We're going to go after the big boss.
We're on it, Sergeant!
Danny, let's rock.
Angel! Don't go being a twat.
I wouldn't give you the satisfaction. We should get down there.
How?
Skip.
Head him off?
Fuck yeah!
I'll drive! Junker! Punch that shit!
Ginger Nut gets it!
You did good, kid.
Ta.
What's your name?
Arne Ernst.
Sorry? It's over, Danny. It's over.
Oh, this really hurts. I'm going to need some ice cream.
Yeah, well, don't worry. There's plenty of ice cream at the station. Isn't that right, Danny?
Stay back! Pack it in, Frank, you silly bastard!
Hello! We don't want any more bloodshed!
Frank, this whole thing started because you lost somebody you love. Don't expect me to believe you'd let it end the same way.
I'll tell you how this is gonna end!
like I should say something smart.
You don't have to say anything at all.
To the whole operation. Now, it's my perfect setup.
What are you saying, Nicholas?
We have been trying to reach you for days.
Yeah, well, I've been kind of busy.
We need you back. The figures have gone a little squiffy in your absence, it has to be said.
Come back to London. Sanford's hardly a fitting place for such an exceptional officer.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I kind of like it here. Besides, we have to do a considerable amount of paperwork.
This is going to take ages.
Yeah, it's going to take all night.
Well, good job we've got the manpower, eh, Andy?
Well, official vocab guidelines state that we say staffing, not manpower, because manpower's a bit sexist.
Ooh. You don't mind a bit of manpower, do you, Doris?
Oh, dirty bastard!
You cheeky fucker!
You know what you are.
A bloody busybody!
No! Oh, God, no.
Hope these are okay.
Yeah. They're lovely.
Any officers near the church?
Go ahead, Doris.
Chief, we've had a report of some hippie-types messing with the recycling bins at the supermarket.
Leave it with us.
Righto.
Sergeant Butterman? Little Hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.